And they're going to come, they're going to cut sick, and I'm just going to hand over to them. How about we welcome Pastor Peter Christensen and his cuts?
Just stay, you guys. Awesome. Good morning, New Spring. How are you? I can see you because I got my glasses on. Who was not here the first service? All right, majority of you. It was nice and quiet, and I didn't go over time. I behaved. I don't believe in time. Amen. Who loves the prophetic? It's not pathetic, but it's awesome, hey? I love the prophetic because I was this guy sitting in the late 80s in church, long-haired lout, you know, I was on a path to nowhere, you know, attached to my bong, attached to my jack, and I was just going to surf Australia and smoke dope. That was my goal in life. And this prophet called me out and said, there's a call of God upon your life. And that's all he said. And while others went, oh, that's a short prophecy, something was imparted into me that started to break open. You see, you might not understand the word when it comes, but it's the impartation of that word that begins to cause you to stand up and posture up on the inside, and it creates where the caterpillar is on its way to become the butterfly. So it morphs you, it transforms you, and we need the word of the Lord. Whilst we've been here our first time amongst these amazing artists, great voices that are not just singing a song list, are not just playing to occupy a space, but are carrying a sound. It's very, very rare, and it's such an asset and yet such a facet of God and God's kingdom. And I just want to encourage you guys and thank you for not occupying a space, but building into that space, and it makes our role easy. You know, we've been well traveled in many places, and sometimes it's kind of very hard to kind of step out. You know, Elijah said, bring me a musician. And so for us, music, sounds, that artistic flavor, it just kind of jumps on me, and then I go to another planet. I'm hopeless without the anointing. I'm like an egg without heat, you know, without the anointing. A young man here, I sat next to you, bro. My movie camera was going on the inside of me. And, you know, there is a mark of an evangelist on the inside of you, meaning that God wants to send you to reach lives, to impact lives, and to be a fisherman for Him. And He is going to use your life as a testimony of God's goodness. I see drugs, and I see and felt, you know, the battles that you've gone through, and the turmoil that you're wading through. You know, we've never met before, but the moment I sat before you, God was showing me about certain areas, certain addictions, certain tendencies in you. And I want to say to you, bro, that the heart of God has no room for guilt, no room for shame. And what is in the past, Jesus said, it is finished. It is finished. And one of the biggest things I had to move out of was some of the stuff I got involved in and some of the stuff I did, which I only my wife knows, but I've not shared publicly. I carried guilt. I carried that for so long until I had a revelation that Jesus took my crap and nailed it to the cross. And I don't have to keep coming to the altar call and asking, please forgive me for what happened back then. It's once and for all. And so I prophesy to you that the microphone will, in time that is ahead, become your best friend. That the preaching anointing is on you. That God's grace is going to move you forward. Even the burden of your family and the guilt that you've carried, you know, why have I done this? How I've affected my family and all that sort of stuff. God is covering it. And yet I feel of the last 3 months, there's still been a real wrestling going on in you. There's been a real struggle. The pull that has been there, the appetite that has tried to entice you, that pattern that's tried to kind of, like a monkey, jump on your back and bring you into slavery, I declare that broken over you in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord that you, his name's Mark. Mark, you are marked of God. And I declare that gift dimension of an evangelist, that God will use the area that you've been targeted and you would say is my weakest area, God will use it. And God is going to send you as a testimony to high school students. He's going to send you into prisons and amongst prisoners. He's going to send you into nations. I see you going into places like Asia. I see you going into places like Africa. I see you going into places like New Zealand. And I see you carrying a real authentic, crisp tenor in your voice. There's a tone in your voice that's gonna melt hearts. People can't deny the testimony of what God has done. And I want to say to you, that are you prepared for the signs and the wonders that will follow, not just the preaching, the traditional Sunday preaching of your word, but the marketplace, doing life, going into pubs, going into places where you'd formally say, you know, if I step into these environments, it's like the monkey jumps on me. But you'll go into havens. God's going to raise up within you. You'll be a safe house, a safe haven for people. You're going to mentor. You're going to coach. You're going to help equip those that have been raped by life and the darkness of the life, and you're going to restore them back, and you're going to put the pieces back in their heart. God's called you as a coach. The call of God is rich on you, man. Absolutely rich all over you. And so get around the right people. Get around the Daves. Get around the ones that are safe, the ones that believe in you. Get around them. Drink from them. You know, there's a passage where in Jewish tradition where those that had gone ahead, they say we would sit before them and we would learn from their loins, from the very depth of their loins. We would learn from their life. Place yourself, invest around those ones. You know, knock on the door, ring them up, SMS, can I be with you? Can I get around you? I know what that's like, man. We know what that's like. And I want to say to you today, if I was here just for you, man, it's worth it just to encourage you. Never met you before, but I see people nodding and saying, well, you know, obviously I'm not going to get stoned or something, right? You know, so they're on track, you know. There's a sporting gene in you. A sporting gene. You've been coordinated in sport. You know, you love that whole thing. And so I do see an area of the fitness industry, something to do with the sporting realm where you're going to influence and cross over into. You know, your testimony is going to be the upside down kingdom. God's going to take it, turn it upside down, which is the right way up. Let the anointing come upon you. Lord, I just pray right now for the infilling of the Holy Ghost. For the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Church, just pray for Mark right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just pray, church, for a moment. God would leave the 99 to go after the one. Just feel God's heart for the one for him today.
You know, that one is our seed, church. This is our word. And may this one, I'm not puffing you up, but today there's a significant thing that has happened in this house, and it's happening right now. I had an avocado seed at home, and when we put it in the soil, it broke open and sprouted a new tree. And I believe, Mark, if you are willing to be the seed that sprouts forth, that buds forth, I believe there are others that are going to join their hearts to the set man of the house. Yeah. And God has an anointing on him to break open the seed of destiny in your life. And God has this boy significantly marked as Mark, seated with the pastor, but not just a pastor. A man of God who can break forth, open the seed within you. You want a prophetic word? That's your prophetic word. Every one of us can be no longer orphaned, but the seed of destiny broken open by our Father God through the said man. Father, we thank you. Just release. I release that now. Just receive that right now. Just lift up your hands. It's your word. Every single one of you It's your word. It's your word. Be that seed broke open for the presence and the glory of your Father in whatever area and situation you're in. I speak. You are about to germinate. You are now broken open.
Yes, God.
A vessel to be so filled, a container for his glory and his purposes. Father, yes, thank you.
Thank you, Father. Just let the Holy Ghost, Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I just want to declare right now in Jesus' name that every label that has been placed on you that is not of God, it won't stick and it won't hold and it won't harness itself to you. You've been a great mom. You've been a great mom. And there are no regrets. And the Holy Ghost is just telling me to tell you. I was there when you gave it. I was there when you crossed over, when others wanted to give up. Restoration come to you now. There's been patterns trying to come over your life to stop you, but I break those patterns where you've lost, and there's been cycles of where you've lost and you've lost and you've lost. I declare that you will win in this next, that there is a shift that is coming, and God is going to raise you up to take bricks that others would overlook because they're burnt and they've been used before, and you're going to have that anointing to be able to recycle lives because of what you went through, because of what you went through. You know what? Your past is under the blood. Your past is under the blood. Thank you, Father God, for like Rahab, Lord, you called Rahab out. You called Rahab forth. Lord, she opened a door for a nation, Lord. She opened the way for you, Lord God, to come through. God, we thank you. Use this life in such a way. Sweetheart, I just want to pray for you. I want to declare that you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy to be loved and to be treasured and to be honored and to be valued by the opposite sex. You are worthy that you would be loved and valued and treasured by people. And God is raising you up to be an influencer. And God is raising you up to be an influencer of children, to be an influencer in children's lives, to mark them and to seed them with thoughts that unlock their destiny. There is a intersecting that's taking place today. I kind of feel like you're not fully unlocked in what you really are. And God wants you to know today that he has called you, and there is a pathway, there is career pathways that God wants to open up on the inside of you, that you are worthy, that you have the capacity to learn, you have the capacity to step higher and reach further than you ever thought possible, because the call of God is on you as an influencer. The call of God is on you to be an influencer. We declare the release of God in and around about you. I want to stand over here and want to say, there's someone here, when it's your birthday, when it is your birthday where we would cheer and celebrate, to you it's this little disappointment that rises. Who is it? It's a female near me. It's like when your birthday comes. Would you just stand? There's one more lady here close to me. If it's you, just stand. It's when your birthday comes, it's kind of like it's just a disappointment for you. Kind of you struggle to throw off dark thoughts. You struggle to throw off these things. Who is this? One more lady. One more. You can stand. Yeah. Can I get my wife just to come and pray for you? Is that all right? We love encouraging people. We love encouraging people. Where is, I need to be set free and healed of remembering people's names. It's a miracle I can remember your name. Do you want to come and pray? Church, let's just stretch forth our faith to them, and let's lift off lift off these little burdens. And we want to declare that Jesus said the prisoners should go free, that the Spirit of the Lord is in you. And I declare where there's been this pattern and this cycle of disappointment, of feeling overlooked and devalued, we declare the value of God to break forth, and the scales that have kind of come and blinded you in any way, we declare them to lift off right now, that your birthday, the time that you were brought forth for God's intent purpose, is going to mean something significant, that you're going to start to take ownership. You're going to start to take ownership of the value that you represent to the kingdom of God. The lady here, there is also a calling to move cross-culturally. I see poor nations calling out for you. I see the missions, programs that are platforms waiting for you to stand on and to move in. Let me tell you that you're going to bring great healing, great hope. I see, children, and I see them being impacted by you. I see a dark-skinned people. I see a people that love you and are waiting for you. And the Lord says, go, 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 go. Because in that purpose, there is identity. In that, there is such waiting for you. Let your life take on a whole new pathway. Jesus' name, Jesus' name, and Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we pray right now for healing over everyone's heart, over everyone's life right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know, age doesn't mean that much to you, and it doesn't mean that much to God. Gender and age doesn't come into the equation of God using someone. It is the heart. It's the container. And let me tell you that God has called you, and your race is not slowing down. It's going to hasten. The pace that God has called you to run is to influence leaders, to influence people, and be like a voice of an advisor, a counselor, a wise master builder on the inside of you, and where even ones that are half your age would kind of say, look, hey, tread cautiously, don't do that. You will be the one that will say, I reckon, give it a rip and give it a crack, even as Dave said, because I believe that God is behind this. And so the Spirit of the Lord is on you, and we honor you for the longevity. We honor you. You know, I was just watching you, and your heart to influence, your heart to wake up in the morning, there's a message in you. There's a calling on your life. And don't underestimate the impact that you've made, but the impact that you're going to make is crucial, crucial, is crucial to the plans and the purposes of God for this ministry, for the going forth of this house. Release you, Father. Release you, Lord. Wow. Spirit of the Lord is here, hey? Can we just maybe do something different and just stand to our feet? Let's just begin to worship the Lord in the Spirit. If you pray in tongues, begin to sing. You can sing in C, or you can sing in G, or you can sing in D minor. I don't care, but just let it rip. Just start to worship the Lord. Come on. Come on. Start to sing, guys. Just sing in the Spirit. Sit on mama yonder, let's worship him, worship him,
for more of you, Jesus.
Worship the King. Worthy, fill this place.
We speak now, Lord, you reign in this place. Worship you, worship you, Almighty God, we worship you, worship you, Mighty God, yeah. Page, oh God,
yes.
You're writing a new chapter, Lord God. New story, Lord, a new drama, God, here today. Oh God, today, the Spirit of the Lord, today, prophetic anointing, today, a house of prophetic people, today, turn the page, Almighty God, today, Amadal. Today, come, Scott. Today, hear the word of the Lord. Today, the labels you've worn, they're not designed to stick upon you. Today, we remove the labels today. apostolic grace to run the race. The apostolic grace to run the race. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Apostolic grace. Young man, there's a mark upon you. Music is on the inside of you. There is music instruments I see in your heart. And God wants you to know, son, that like the minstrels of old, the age of eternity never gets old. It just accelerates, it consummates, it builds. And God says, son, I've called you to write songs. I've called you to produce sounds. You're my artist. I've called you and I've chosen you for such a time as this. I want to declare as proxy over you young guys. I want to thank God. You know, this guy is wise beyond his years. He's a father before his time. You know, we don't need more instructors. We don't need more, you know, kind of traditional pastors. But we need fathers that allow us to stand on their shoulders, that build platforms and want us and encourage us and cheer us to go further. And I declare this place is going to have such an evangelistic expression of young people coming in, creative young people, resourceful young people, young people that are going to be the next new breed that will carry the kingdom of God in such a way that will destroy kingdoms of darkness. Father, we mark them today. Call of God, the call of God, the call of God. You prayed for the young generation. You prayed for the young generation. You prayed for the young generation. And the Lord says, daughter, keep praying, keep brooding, keep interceding, for you carry such a heart of an intercessor, such a heart of one that is carrying, you know, the very heart of God, the heart of God for this time. And the Lord says, you know, the enemy's tried to push back. There's been sickness that's tried to come on you, but I break you free from every poisonous dart, and I declare that you're free to run, free to be who God has called you to be. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Kambra taka kambra teki bibene bobo robo robo bosoya. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Everyone on the count of three, just give it a whoop. You know what a whoop is? Woo! One, two, three. Woo! You have something?
Yeah, just this girl that's standing with the expression of an explosion church shirt. You know, I don't know if you're a part of this family, is that right? There's a generational blessing and it comes through you. You're the doorway. But there is something in you that you wrestle with at times. You feel like you're complex. You feel like there's, you know, people that you're different than the others because you're supposed to be. Because you're a prophetic gift, you're a prophetic voice, and God's going to use you to plumb line people. But there has been a pull and a struggle to the spirit of the world, and it's trying to attach itself to you, and spirit people are trying to put you in a box. But don't contain yourself, because an expression of Christ through you, you're creative, you're explorative, you're a dimension spirit of the new grace. Season, and God just wants you to be opened up today. So open up your hands, and I just say, I give you gifts. Gifts of faith, gifts of healing, gifts of exploration. You're a pioneer. You're a resource giver. You're a resource. You gather. I just see you like you're gathering gifts and gathering things. You're going to also not just be in this place, but you're going to be sent out. You're all supposed to travel, but you will travel and you'll pioneer new grounds. You'll go and be a forerunner for others. You'll take younger, the younger generation will look to you as one of their leaders. You're a pioneer. You're a leader. For this family over here with the beautiful, I don't know if you pastor in this house or some sort of leadership over you, but my heart went, wow. I just want to honor you and just say, I stand before a man of God. I stand before a woman of God. And I said, Father, give me the opportunity just to bless her. Give me the opportunity just to love her. Give me the opportunity just to say, woman of God, you are a precious, precious woman of God. And Father, we just thank you for her. We thank you for her family. We thank you for the man and woman of God they are. That Father, I see like you two are trainers. You're equippers. You're restorers of the breach. You stand in the gap. You're a prayer. You're a warrior. And it's like doorways open up through you both. And it's like God's going to give you a word in season. He's going to open up the words. It's like the gospel has been preached by man and contained by man. But God says, I found a man that it can be broken open through, and look to me as the one audience, and I will release your voice on a wider scale. I don't know if you've traveled, but I just see you traveling. I see you preaching. I speak. See you going. You're on pilgrimage, family. Children, this family, you're going. You remind me of my children. They just, that you've got grace to maintain the course with your parents. Grace. And there's a dimension on you, son. Grace, you're called. There's a ministry call of God upon your life, and you know it even at a lot young age. You'll speak, you'll preach, and you'll teach the word of the Lord. It's on you. Ministry to children, many young girls are going to come and say, because you believed in me, you unlocked my destiny. You're an Esther for such a time as this. And you're going to say to them, I release you for the purposes of the Lord. Thank you, Father.
You know what I feel really sensing right now? Beyond the natural, God is awakening. God is awakening in some of you, stuff that's been dormant. God is awakening in the foundations of the house, things that are coming to match and meet eternity. God is taking pieces and He's starting to put together things. There's going to come an acceleration of things. God wants to begin to accelerate some of you guys, to build those bridges that enable us to cross over into places, positions, into roles, into functions that we formerly felt were impossible. You may be seated now. Oh. I want to share this with you. Thank you, guys. You guys are brilliant. And I'll close because I'm in the red. It's your fault. It's not my fault for not doing the traditional message and whatnot. It is your fault. You're too hungry. I mean, seriously, it's an honor and a privilege to be here. But I want to share a vision that a unique man of God by the name of Tommy Hicks had back in the 60s. But in the 50s, he was used to impact Argentina quite powerfully. And you know, back in the 90s when we were preaching, I would often refer to this, and it was only a matter of 2 weeks ago that I woke up at 3 o'clock and this vision and Tommy Hicks' name came before me, and the Lord reminded me of portions of the vision that he had. And a vision goes like this, that God caused him to see the globe from an elevated position, and he would see the form which began at the top of the globe right down to the bottom from the north to the south pole, and it looked like a mountain ridge of mass. But sure enough, after a period of time, this mass began to move. And as it began to move, he could see it was the form of a man, the body of a man. And each time the body began to convulse or move, he noticed that there were a myriad of demonic forces or creatures that would begin to scatter and move off the body. And so there was this debris, demonic debris, that was kind of shrouding and weighing down this body. And sure enough, after time, he began to see the body stand up, and stand up so much so that the body began to worship, lifting hands up into the heavens. And these creatures began to stream off into the unknown. And then he began to see the hands touch liquid silver light that started to infuse in his body, and his body began to melt into this liquid silver light, and it started to melt into all the nations of the earth, which formed therefore from one mass to a multitude of droplets that turned into people. And he noticed people going and running into the nations. And then he saw the Lord stretching forth his hands to the multitude of people that were running in the nations. And he released the anointing for the call of God, an awakening of the call of God in their hearts. Families, people began to preach the gospel of the kingdom in these nations, and the things that Jesus was proclaiming, they were proclaiming, they were replicating, and lives were transformed, nations, regions were transformed. But the key is this, that going back at the start of that vision, he noticed that every time the body tried to move,
it was restricted and it was struggling for life. You see, Pastor Dave this morning was talking about that sent dimension, what we call the sent mindset. Okay, everything about the kingdom of God operates out of that sent dimension. Okay, pastors love to gather and we love that gathering, but it's not designed to be a nest. It's designed to mobilize and send us, yeah? And this body was struggling. So the objective of the creatures was to cause it to be stationary, immobile, and not move. And everything about the kingdom of God is movement. Everything about God is go. Everything about the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of us is enabling us to rise and to be what God has designed us to be, branded us to be, marked us to be. And while we sit in the waiting room, waiting for the authorities to recognize us and say, it's your turn, we're going to be waiting a long time. And so there has to be that mindset that governs us in this region, that we are sent by God for this southern corridor. We are sent by God for this nation. We are sent by God, some of us, strategically for nations of the earth. We will never know true intimacy without that go mode in us. Intimacy in this new age, hold on by this new breed, is moving beyond a morning devotion. I never have been able to come to know God apart from walking out into unknown territory. Standing out in the waters is where you discover intimacy. Not sitting, reading a devotional book in the morning saying, I want to romance you, God. There's a shift coming to worship. There's a shift coming to the psyche and the mindset of the church that let's just not wrap intimacy up into a morning devotion and a lovely touch from God. But you will never know God, the God that provides, the God that you can trust, the God that will resource you, the God that will heal you until you step out into the waters. I heard about that God. But it wasn't until Christine and I burnt our oxen, burnt our business, burnt everything from the past, laid it down, and started to walk into unknown territory. Then we began to discover what intimacy was about. And I want to encourage you guys, there's so much more. We could go on all afternoon here. And I apologize for not sharing a sermon with you today in this session. But the crutch of it is this. We're sent here today. We've been invited, but we're coming not to try and awaken anything in this place because you're awake. Not to try and revive anything in this place. There's that sense of reviving here. We're not looking for a revival as a new breed of people. We're not looking for the visitation of God. We don't want to host the presence of God anymore. But we want to build a people out of habitation. We want to build a people that know Christ in them. It's the mystery of what Paul was told to preach to the church. This is the mystery that's been locked up for generations. It's Christ in you. We don't want to host. If you come to my home, I'll host you, but then you're going to leave. We've got this revival visitation mentality screwed up. We want to raise the people to know God is in me. And so I want to encourage you. What's the movement that you can create? It's one person, it's one prayer, one text to encourage a Mark, to encourage a Christine, to send a message to somebody. We don't have to make ministry spooky. A loving phone call, a quick email. And as you're doing that, you're rebranding this region. You're rebranding lives. You're marking people with the label of God through love. I want to say to you guys that I mean this from my heart. It's been an honor to stand here in this well, and it's been beautiful presence, beautiful atmosphere. Perth needs what is here. I'm telling you, Perth needs. I want to honor the man of God. We've only had one coffee together, but what a great heart, what a pure heart, authentic heart. Serve these guys with all of your heart. They're not looking for status, notoriety, or position, but honor them and it'll be well with you. Bless them and it'll be well with you. Lay finances in their hands. Bless them. Break the cultural things. Don't let any cultural, false cultural ties attach themselves to this ministry. Stand as a beacon. Stand in that cultural kingdom expression with boldness and confidence and champion the cause of a loving Father. Thank you so much. Thank you very much for having us today. God bless you.